7 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. As you can imagine, get a lot of correspondence from people. Some of it's public. The stuff that we are doing on Facebook, Jennifer's going to update us on what we're following there. That's nice. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Every once in a while, I actually get a letter posted that gets to me. It takes a while for it to go through all of the various machinations.
Oh, like in the mail?
Yeah, the mail. The United States Postal Service. This lady...
I think is the greatest thing since sliced bread.
I know you do, Roberta. It's perfect. Anyway.
I do.
Yep. Melbourne, Florida. This lady, who did not tell me what her name was, wrote me a letter early in September. And she was responding to something that we were talking about on the air. Some malady that she had. And her husband said she didn't have it. She wasn't sick. She was making it up. She was faking it. Imagine having somebody that you're actually living with who feels that poorly
That's
about the relationship.
That's how husbands get killed, buddy.
Right. Well, in this circumstance, she divorced him. But it's just interesting to have her tell me this whole story based on something that started as a result of a conversation that we had on the air. Because that's the whole viral business. This is the first, I think the meeting place of the airwaves really was the first viral connection. Was it not? What are you doing? What are you doing now?
Are you, like, filing papers?
No. Good Lord, people.
Seriously.
Why do I always get the blame?
Because we can hear everything that's going on there, and it's enough to
drive us.
I'm
going
to
get a camera to put on so I can prove that I'm not the one doing this stuff. Right. It's the only way you're going to believe me.
All right, next. Well, you were eating earlier.
That I know. Yes, I was. I was having my oatmeal.
Yeah. Have it some. Go outside and have it. So you like a smoke break, you can have an oatmeal break.
You need to go outside.
Go outside and eat it. All right, here's another item that is pretty controversial. And I'm oftentimes when I get these sorts of things, I'm not sure how to deal with them. Here's a person who's responding to a statement that I made last week about the execution of Troy, whose last name...
Oh, how quickly.
Troy Davis,
forget.
I think his name was.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Last Thursday night, put to death in Georgia. And I said some things that some people took offense to. You know, that's your right to take offense to whatever it is that I say. It's my right to say what I want to say, as it's your right to say what you want to say. You can never listen to me again. You can love the pro, whatever it is. Do your thing.
What did you say that was upsetting? Because I don't know if I remember that part.
I said that under the law, this man was convicted of murdering a police officer, and I felt that the law left him sort of hanging, if you'll pardon the pun. He's black, and I think that there is proof positive beyond any reasonable doubt. Any reasonable person that looked at the statistics in our country will tell you that the jury system does not favor blacks. The system itself, you can say, well, blacks commit more crime. Well, why do they commit? I mean, I'm not going to get into the ring around the rosy. Crime isn't justified under any circumstance that you can, you can't explain away crime. And why people have the problems that they do, their social economic status, what they believe to be right and wrong, all of that stuff being what it is, I still feel that we have an extraordinarily biased system, and I said that. And especially with this fellow, with nine people testifying against him during the, they said, we saw him there. Well, you run a bunch of black people up in front of people, and they can't pick out really which one. And as preposterous as it sounds, there are plenty of white people that will tell you that all black people look the same. That's just the way they think. And the fact that I said that the system in the South is more skewed, that really ticked off some people. But you know what? That's what I feel. And I think the record speaks for it. And even if I'm wrong, you can point it out to me that I am wrong. You think I'm wrong. I don't happen to think that there's anything in the past 20, 30, 40 years that I've learned about this system that makes me think anything differently And that has not to do with me being from the North and these people being the South. I just know the best example I can come up with is the way that I was treated with my father when we were driving down through Georgia and had a flat tire. This was in 1965, 66. Father bringing a car down to, I think I had just gotten my license, so I helped him drive the car down to Florida. And we had a flat tire in really, you know, it was before 95 was completed. So you were on these two-lane highways going down flat tire. So we go into this tire shop, and the guy running the tire shop looks at the license plate on the car, picks up a tire iron, and says to my father, "You get your GD Yankee ass out of my store, or I'm going to break every bone in your body."
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
Oh, my God.
I was scared like you wouldn't believe. My father's kind of feisty, but he wasn't fighting with this guy. So we got back into the car, drove the flat tire, I don't remember how we resolved it. I only remember vividly, like it was yesterday, "Get your GD Yankee ass out of my store." And he had a tire iron in his hand. And that was 1965, like in the mid-60s. So, is it possible that the system is biased or rigged? Absolutely. Is it possible that this guy got convicted because he was black? Absolutely. Is it possible that other people, because they're black, have been mistreated by the system? Absolutely. Is it only blacks that have been abused by the system? Absolutely not. There are plenty of poor whites, poor anything, that have gotten screwed by the system. But in this circumstance, how and why? And you can say, well, if you're so smart, why did the Supreme Court say they weren't going to review it? I don't know, and I don't care. What I care about is that 7 of the 9 people that testified against this guy in the original trial changed their story after he was convicted, and they said, well, maybe it wasn't him after all. I'm not sure I recognize him. Now, it may have been him. I don't know. But what I sense, what I feel, is that we have in this country convicted people who have gone to their deaths, and afterwards they were exonerated.
I think what you're saying, and I think what a lot of people are troubled about, is the fact that there were so many questions swirling around whether he did it or not,
right,
and people recanting testimony.
Who reviewed it on the Supreme Court? Do you know? Does anybody know?
I don't know. I don't remember.
No. It just is.
I can look it up. I have Google.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that it's important. It's just, this is, this person sends me an email, and this is what he says. Your statement that he was unjustly convicted in a southern court because he was African-American or black, I didn't say that. I said he was unjustly treated after the fact. Maybe it didn't sound that way, but that's what my intent was, to have us look at the circumstances after the fact. I did say that prejudice was involved. I did imply that it was a southern jury. And I did say that he did not have a review of his case by an unbiased court system. I believe your statement was inflammatory, incorrect, and prejudicial. This is the email person. The process with the evidence, the verdict, was reviewed all the way to the Supreme Court. Courts of review on more than one occasion. Process gone on for 20 years of appeals, new evidence withdrawn, and then yada, yada. All by jurors to understand the burden of proof necessary for the jury to understand, yada, yada. Your statement was made without all the facts. I emotionally join you in my concern for truth, justice, and the American way. I, too, question all the press bias, partial information, and drumming up sympathy for this convicted murderer. The system still works as broken as it can be, and if there was an error, the system erred on the side of caution so that others who raise all types of side claims 20 years after the murder don't all walk free. I didn't want the guy to go free. I just wanted to know that these 7 people were to be believed or not believed. If they were believed when they first had the trial and they changed their mind, then are they still believable or are they not believable?
It was Clarence Thomas, by the way.
Was it? No,
mm-hmm.
There you go. And black judge, right of center. That doesn't surprise me because I don't think he's, I think he's, we are all clouded by our points of view in this world. We are. We're clouded by what our experience teaches us. Why do we have the values that we do? We get them someplace. Why are you the way you are? Because you grew up in an environment that created in you the feelings that you have. You didn't grow up in a vacuum, right? With Jennifer, it's interesting because her mother is very left of center and her father is right of center in terms of
political. And my mom's from the South. All my family's still in North Carolina.
Yeah. But yet you tend to be more philosophically the way your father is.
Yeah, conservative, but yet I still have a heart. I mean, I'm not that conservatives don't have a heart. I should say
I think there are some people that are, I don't use the term conservative because I think it's abused. I think there are a lot of people who are extraordinarily just completely biased to the point of their cuckoo that are right of center. Just cuckoo. And I think there are some people left of center who are so far to the left, they're cuckoo too. Cuckoo. There's the perfect point for cuckoo.
For Cocoa Puffs?
Yeah. Cuckoo, cuckoo. Anyway, cuckoo. Bob, who wrote me the emails, last line in the email is, love your show. So how can you argue
he
with that?
He just got it off of his chest and now he loves you again. It's okay.
Right. But I mean, there are a lot of, but isn't that what discussion is supposed to be all about? You present an idea, and somebody may agree, somebody may disagree, have intelligent discourse, discussion about it, and then you move on. But the way we are today, if you have another point of view, you're discounted, you're disrespected, and disapproved of, which is kind of a shame. And that's really what our foundational democracy is built on, is having discussion and different points of view. It's 19 after on Good Day.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Shh, shh, shh. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Why do women everywhere love double wear makeup? 15-hour staying power. It's Estee Lauder's number one foundation. Stays fresh, looks flawless all day, even through nonstop activity. So comfortable, you won't believe it's long wear. Now in 22 true-to-life shades for every skin tone. Try yours for 10 days free. Come into Macy's for your perfect shade of double wear in a 10-day supply. No purchase necessary, quantities limited. Find your makeup match at Estee Lauder, now at Macy's.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Optics OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Some birthdays. Monday, the 26th of September, we open up the last week, first to a full week of fall, 2011, and a celebration of one of the Chambers Bros. Good Lord, Richie, this guy's 80 years old.
Wow.
George Chambers from the Chambers Brothers. Time has come today, one of their big hits. My God, I'm shocked to hear this guy is 80 years old today. However, what are you going to do? Time marches on. Donna Douglas was Ellie Mae on the Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, I loved her. How old is she?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Take a guess.
You don't want to know.
She's going to be 78.
78.
Oh, man. Close.
78. All right.
She's still 20 to me.
Oh, that's good. Next up from Adam 12.
One Adam 12. Possible 459 suspects there now. One Adam 12.
459 is smoking marijuana. 459 suspect. Did you know that was the code, Roberta, for smoking marijuana?
I didn't know that.
459.
How do you know that?
459.
How do I know anything?
Exactly.
He plays Officer Jim Reed in Adam 12, along with, what was the star's name? Anybody remember?
I never watched it.
No, you were too young to watch this.
But I do like being One Adam 12.
Because remember, Martin Mulner. Wasn't that the guy's name who was the other in Adam 12?
Yeah, something close.
Something like that.
Yeah.
All right. Here's Brian. By the way, Kent McCord 69 today. Brian Ferry with Roxy Music. 66 today, Richie. Can't you see? Love.
Right around there.
And the drug. Nothing spectacular about this song everybody remembers. Here's Lynn Anderson. I can listen to all of this. You know, as the host of the Double T Roundup on WTTF, this was the first song I ever played. Lynn Anderson. So that would have been, let's see, when would that have been?
410 years ago, give or take a day.
That would have been, I would be, yeah, I think more like 45 years ago.
Really?
She was a young, like a teenager when she started recording. She's 64 today. Lynn Anderson from the world of country music. I'm not sure she's related. There are a number of Anderson families. I'm not
there's
sure
John
she's
John Anderson. He's a country singer.
Yeah. There's a fellow who was I interviewed him, as a matter of fact.
Bill Anderson.
Well, thank you. Country Bill. Thank you, Richard. Yeah. No relation that I know of, anyway. And Olivia Newton-John's birthday is today. upsetting to hear she's getting into her 60s.
Upsetting to hear it so much so that her fiancé jumped off a boat and faked his own death to get away from her.
Yeah, that was a couple of years ago, wasn't it?
That was mean. Just dump me.
Yeah. Craig Shakiko. How do we pronounce it, Vicky?
Chakiso. Chakiso.
Chakiso?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You should remember this because we used to have him on the show.
I know, and I never pronounced his name right.
Once a month for a year. I mean, he's a good guy. Really nice guy.
Yep. Chakiso. Guitarist with the Starship 57 today. How many of their songs can you remember? We Built the City is one of them. Charlene or Carlene Carter.
Carlene.
Okay. She's one of the Carters, though, right?
Yeah, she's a Carter.
The Carters, right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Melissa Sue Anderson played Mary Ingalls on Little House, 49 today. Happy birthday to her.
Sometimes it's hard to get up and go to therapy, but now some patients are just strolling over to their computers and logging on. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. More after this.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon. Every day, over 6 million older Americans face the threat of hunger. In just 2 years, the number of people suffering more than doubled. That's why I teamed up with AARP and AARP Foundation for the Drive to End Hunger. We're determined to put a stop to this problem, but we can't do it alone. Join the fight by texting HUNGER to 50555 to make a $10 donation to AARP Foundation, because with more and more people going hungry, every second counts.
Message and data rates may apply. You will receive two confirmation texts. Full terms at mgive.org/T.
Who knows? Maybe the movie Avatar started it all. Now therapists at the Preferred Family Healthcare Center in Missouri are conducting virtual therapy sessions online in a private Second City-type environment. The doctors and patients interact as avatars, and so far this technique looks very promising. The number of patients keeping their appointments is up, and many say talking about difficult issues avatar to avatar is easier than hashing things out face to face. Now some therapists are using computer-generated scenes to take patients back through traumatic events. If avatar therapy is effective, studies are underway, the virtual couch may soon be widely available. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're up!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WISEFoodStorage.com. WISEFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
They're not ever, for the most part, great. But isn't that a mindset? We allow ourselves to get into this mindset of Mondays, right? Rainy days and Mondays always get us down. Monday this, Monday that, Monday, the mom and the papas. I can't, what's the line? Monday,
rainy
can't
days
stand.
And Mondays always get me down.
No, that was the other song.
Monday.
Can't
trust that day.
Find my daughter to...
That's
another story.
Monday.
Okay, you get that? There's very subtle stuff in there.
Yeah. You're the
reality.
King of subtlety.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm known for my...
You are.
Yeah. My subtlety. There it is. Mr. Phillips and his daughter, Michelle. And it's not his daughter. What's the daughter's name?
Monday,
was Michelle.
Monday.
That was the wife's name.
Mackenzie's daughter.
Mackenzie's daughter, right.
Yeah. Sorry, I just got shit.
No, no. As a matter of fact, I have, whenever any of those songs come on the radio now, I just turn them off. Isn't that what happens when you hear a story about somebody, like Morgan Fairchild?
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah. I discount him now. Every time I see him, I think about, and it isn't that it was bad. You know, whatever happened, if it wasn't good.
Kind of. That's a. I mean,
yeah.
It was his granddaughter, even though it wasn't by blood.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yuck.
All right. So, reality being what it is, are you using your reality to move yourself ahead, or to move yourself backwards?
Is that a question for the client?
Are we supposed to answer that, boss?
You know what? I'm starting a new day today. I am moving ahead today.
Good.
Yes, I am too.
Yeah.
No holds barred.
Is that going to start by you putting your...
Place.
I want you to sit on all the paper that you have around you, Roberta.
Just you want me to sit on it?
I want you to sit on it.
I'd have to get something about 10 feet tall to sit on if that was the case.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, what do you accomplish? Rich, is there some way we can cover the rest
today.
Of this hour or something?
It's been a funny morning because there's been little noises coming from Roberta's studio, and Doug has not been liking them very much.
And she says that it's not her. She must have a mouse there. We had the little cottage that we stayed in Vermont over the weekend had a mouse in it. When the kids came to pick,
you only paid $50 for it.
No,
it
wasn't that.
Did you kill it and eat it?
No, but Charlotte managed to. We think afterwards, Sunday morning came around. It was pretty smelly in the place. And we think somehow or other, when nobody was looking, the mouse met its demise. I'm not sure quite how, but it was very obvious there had been a live mouse in the house when they got there, and by the time we left, there was a dead mouse in the house. And there's nothing worse than smelling something decaying, you know, like that. And you can't do anything about it because oftentimes it's in the wall or someplace where you can't get at it, and it's really oof. So how did I get off onto that? I was thinking about how we change our reality. There is Roberta, New Yorker, that she is probably very interested in this bizarre, really bizarre,
really
patents.
Bizarre,
really bizarre patents. We have a story today at DougStephan.com about a fellow who has patented how to build a snowman. This man is Ignacio Asparas of Melville, New York. He's now the official holder of a patent that ought to qualify for, there's a patent on crustless peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. You knew that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is sort of got out of that same page. He has he's built an apparatus for facilitating the construction of a snowman. This is a 25-page patent document as to how to make a snowman. Offers a brief history of snowmen. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office granted Mr. Asparas the patent this year, according to Geek.com. Now, there's a website and a half. If you ever want to be amused, get nothing
like
to do, go to Geek.com. He applied for this back in 2006. It is not a joke. Helps you to build a spherically shaped snow body. How to adhere it to the other, like you roll up a big snowball, right?
Put sure.
It on the bottom, and you roll up another one, you stick it on top, and then you roll up another one, and that's the head. So the big one's on the bottom, medium-sized one in the middle, and the head's on the top. And this guy's patented that.
That's a geek for you, though.
Yeah.
They take something they didn't create, but they're smart enough to do the patent. That's good.
He outlined every obstacle faced as a on a quest to build the ultimate snowman. How do you like that? Snowman.
I made a snowman once, but it was yellow.
You're not supposed to do that.
What do you mean?
Well, you're not supposed to.
The snow was yellow. The
snow was yellow, but that means somebody else did it before you got to it. Right? Isn't that what happens?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Okay. Next up is an item that is also at DougStephan.com. There's a story of a small town in Alabama that has given those who have been convicted of nonviolent crimes a choice. Now, earlier today, and did we post this on Facebook, this question about marijuana?
No, we were talking about education.
All right. So,
on Facebook. But we can post that if you'd like.
Well, what have we got posted there so far? Bring me up to date on what we have.
All right.
Facebook.
So today we were talking about education in America, and if you're satisfied with the educational opportunities available to your children, do you use public or private schooling? And Renee Taylor said that she homeschools. She's not happy at all with the public school system.
Mm-hmm.
Chad Allen says private school. The public schools in our district have major drug problems. We do with less to send our daughter to a private Christian school. Amy Lawler says public school, not satisfied at all with them. A lot has changed since I went to the school, and not for the better. Richard Hibbert says political powered money now at stake with teacher unions. I suggest Hatch Act might apply here. Many of my workers dropped out to opt for a GED or junior college as a way to get what they need. Sad I help with their math and English. It's a seriously defective system.
Mm-hmm. So we got pretty good input on that. Yeah. What else do we have at Facebook?
We also have the video up today. Oh, my gosh. Funny one if you missed it. John Stewart and Bill O'Reilly, their war of words is up there. And most of our followers on Facebook think it's all staged for ratings, that they're both morons.
No, they're both very intelligent men.
Or smart, exactly. Yeah, I think they're both smart.
Very,
if they can do
very,
that.
Very smart. Both of them know exactly how to push the button,
mm-hmm.
exactly how to do it. All right, so here's something that also might be valuable to post. We have actually a poll built around this at DougStephan.com today. The story is about the small town in Alabama that is giving nonviolent criminals a choice. You either go to jail or you go to church. One or the other. It's called Operation Restore Our Community, or ROC. ROC. It starts next week. The city judge will either let misdemeanor offenders work off their sentences in jail and pay a fine, or go to church every Sunday for a year.
I love that. That's kind of fun.
Really?
I mean, it's not really sticking with the Constitution. I mean, it's not separating church and state necessarily, but it's good. I like it.
You do?
Yeah.
The police chief says it costs his department about $75 per inmate per day to have them under, you know, their supervision. This whole thing brought about by the judges believing that there was a less expensive way and perhaps a better way of handling the problem. So do you agree with that? Do you agree that sending somebody to church is preferable to sending them to jail? Who would disagree with that?
I'd rather put them to work to pay back their
Well, that's the whole
crime.
Other thing.
Yeah. I mean, I would rather have them pick up trash on a freeway, but
the foible of our system is that it is unconstitutional, say some. That constitutes cruel and unusual punishment if you embarrass somebody who's in jail by putting him in an orange uniform and sticking him out on a highway.
Does it embarrass him if I keep him on a chain, too? Because that's what I would
do. Yeah, right. It is. That's that's an infringement on their rights as a human being.
Wouldn't you rather, if you were in trouble, I would be excited to be able to work off my whatever I did.
What, rather than go to jail?
Than going to jail, absolutely. I would be humiliated to go to jail. Humiliated. I would rather be on the side of the road picking up trash. Absolutely.
Well, what's it like in a woman's prison, by the way? And do they have
I don't know, but I have a feeling I'd have sweet meat there.
I wouldn't want to find out.
No, I wouldn't. All right, so that's the question. Actually, the poll question it has to do with how often you go to church. Do you go at least once a week, a couple times a month, once every month or so, a couple times a year? Or can you not remember the last time you went to church? I can remember the last time I went.
Oh, I can.
I go to funerals. That's usually the only reason I go to a church.
You go to funerals.
I do. I didn't.
I don't know if that counts as going to church.
Right. You go to a funeral in a church.
Yeah, but walking into a church doesn't mean you've gone to church.
Sure it does. When
no
you go
way,
to church, you go to the building. If you're going
you
to a service
to
at the church, that's something different.
You but have to go to a service, I think.
A service at funeral is a service?
No, you don't.
Really?
No, you don't.
You
know
when you just pray on your own, you don't go to a service.
I don't know. I don't know if funerals and weddings count, but if you guys say so, okay.
Why are you being that easy? You're supposed to disagree
because,
with me.
Agree. You know why? I think if I go to a Catholic wedding or a Catholic funeral, then I feel like it counts for me. But if I go to just a service in a chapel, that to me doesn't count as going to church. Because if that's the case, if I'm just because I pray at home in bed, then that means that my bed is church, which is not necessarily the case.
God
for me
is everywhere. The fact that there are religions and buildings which edify religion is completely a man-made occurrence. It has nothing
not
to do
that.
With God. Nothing.
But the act of going to church
you think that
for
God
me
is,
more,
is more prevalent in a church. The only
no.
thing that makes that perhaps possible or salient is that there are a lot of people that are there in the name of doing something that's good.
Believe me, I'm the worst Catholic ever. I believe in a personal relationship with God. I believe in praying on your own all the time. I'm with you. But if someone asked me when the last time was that I went to church, my answer would be the last time that I took part in a Catholic Mass.
Which was?
And I think you get extra bonus points if it was actually something on your own, not a wedding that you were already having to go to.
Really?
So God's
and
up there
double
with
bonus
checkbook
points if
and
it wasn't
he's
a holiday.
Keeping score?
Yes.
Yeah, God's keeping score, right?
He's got my card. When I get up there, he's going to be like, oh, you only got 5 points.
Prayed in church. Went to Mass, 5 points. prayed at home, 1 point. Didn't pray at all during the day, -1 point. Went to a synagogue and prayed, -10 points.
Yeah, that wouldn't count at all.
Is that how it works if you're Catholic?
Went to a mosque.
Yep.
Prayed. -100 points.
-1 million
right.
points. Right.
You get it? You see? So everybody gets a number.
Perfect.
Right.
All right, so our poll today, how often do you go to church?
We said sarcastically, so everybody knows we're being sarcastic.
All right. At least once a week, B, a couple times a month, C, once a month or so, D, a couple times a year, the C and E crowd. I always love that. I can't remember the last time I went.
I'm a senior, although I've gone a couple times. But I'm really, honestly, this is the new week that I told you we're starting.
Yes.
I want to go to church at least once a month. I really do.
Why?
I don't know. I just really feel like it's important for me. I want
why?
To. Why? Why is important? It important? Because it's important to me.
Okay,
mister.
But why? I'm not disputing that.
Because
I think a lot of people get a lot
like,
of good things out of going to church.
I feel like I need a little guidance with my religion right now.
Why?
And I think
why do you need a religion
church?
At all?
I don't. I need God, and I think that...
Okay. But why then, I go back to why do you need... If you need God and religion, they're two different things.
Because I put myself... This is awful, but I put myself and God last in most of my everyday life. Yeah. And so I've decided I want to move it up. And I think by going to church and actually forcing myself to take an hour of time to pray and meditate and listen to biblical readings, that I will feel closer to God. So there.
You've been brainwashed. That's exactly what they want. Make sure you bring plenty of money when you go so you can
buy your
way
in. I will. I will bring
in.
My $5 for the basket when they pass it around.
Right. Okay.
But you get a free cracker.
Really? A little grape juice, too, right?
And wine, if you want it. That's
is it
right.
really wine or is it grape
yes,
juice?
Yes, it is really wine. Is it's it? Terrible wine, but it is wine.
Yeah. I've heard that they serve grape juice.
No, made by San Antonio Winery, actually. I know. I've been to the place that makes communion wine.
What makes them and their wine closer to God than Morgan David?
Nothing. You could bless anything.
Yeah.
But they just have the inn.
They have the inn.
They have the inn with the church.
The inn with God, yeah. All right, it's 12 before the hour and good day.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. Ooh. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
When you need help, you call the police. When the police need help, they call the FBI's Behavioral Analysis Unit. Now you can see how America's most notorious crimes were solved through the eyes of one of the most experienced FBI profilers, Mark Safrick. On Clue Network's new true crime series, Killer Instinct, Safrick will give viewers unprecedented insights into how he analyzed and assisted law enforcement with some of the country's most high-profile murders.
Each week, I'll take viewers inside the crime scenes of some of America's most notorious killers. I'll retrace my toughest investigations and show you how I analyzed and interpreted the forensics and behavioral dynamics of these complex mysteries to help police resolve their toughest cases.
The new series, Killer Instinct, airs Saturday nights at 9 Eastern and Pacific on Clue, TV's only network solely devoted to crime and mystery. Visit CLOO.com to find your local channel number.
High levels of vitamin C are bad
good for you.
Ginkgo
doesn't help
is good for memory.
Salt is detrimental beneficial to your health.
Confused by all the nutritional information out there? Then trust your nutrition to New Pro Nutrients, a new line of three select supplements from the makers of Centrum, the number one selling multivitamin brand. With omega-3, probiotic, and fruit and veggie, Pro Nutrients work with your multivitamin. New Pro Nutrients from Centrum help make nutrition possible. Now at Walmart.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
Thank you.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Well, I think it's a little weird to talk about revolution over the themes and memes of corporate-produced and approved music. I'm Tony Yetzer from the Lost Vegas. We produced and approved our own recordings on Life Before the Collapse, and then we put it on vinyl because it sounds good. Take care.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Another looming government shutdown? Here we go again. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. On Capitol Hill, the Senate today will take a key procedural vote aimed at averting a government shutdown. Yes, we've been down this road before. The government runs out of money at the end of this current fiscal year, which is September 30th, which is this Friday. The vote will determine whether the Senate proceeds to a Democratic alternative to a House-passed bill that the Senate rejected Friday. Got that? Good. The Senate measure extends government funding to mid-November while providing nearly $4 billion to FEMA and emergency disaster aid. That is necessary after an especially tough year of tornadoes, floods, and fires. Now, the Republican bill in the House gives FEMA less money while offsetting disaster aid with spending cuts elsewhere. Democrats call the offsetting spending cuts unprecedented. Last Friday, Republican and Democratic leaders traded charges of playing politics with disaster relief. Democratic Senator Mark Warner of Virginia told CNN's State of the Union over the weekend he blames Tea Party Republicans for causing fears of a possible government shutdown.
The deal we cut at the end of July that said we're not going to try to do another fight, at least through the balance of this year, about the budget numbers, that deal is no longer being put in place, and there is this effort that's my way or the highway again.
Both sides, Democrats and Republicans, have acknowledged growing voter disgust with political maneuvering in Washington, D.C. Is it any wonder the approval rating for Congress at last check was around 12%, with many of us wondering what that 12% is thinking. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail. We'll be right back.
Wall Street back in action today following a week of heavy losses. Last Friday, though, the Dow finished up 38 points to 10,771. NASDAQ and S&P were up as well. Oil prices down last Friday, 66 cents a barrel, finishing at just under $80. On the Republican presidential campaign trail, there was a straw poll held over the weekend in the Sunshine State. Florida's straw poll, and the winner with 37% of the vote, Herman Cain, who insists he's still not getting any respect.
The citizens' movement is more powerful than the establishment wants to give it credit for. So, yes, they keep treating me like the Rodney Dangerfield of this primary contest.
It should be noted that not all of the Republican presidential candidates took part in this straw poll, but among those who did, Texas Governor Rick Perry finished a distant second with just 15% of the vote. Checking prices at the pump.
Fill it up, please.
According to the Lundberg survey, gas prices are finally heading south big time. Over the past 2 weeks, there's been a drop of 12 cents a gallon, regular now averaging $3.54 across the country. Business at the box office this past weekend, it's good to be the king. Disney's Lion King 3D, number one for a second straight weekend with $22.1 million. The new movie Moneyball with Brad Pitt debuted in second place with $20.5 million. And finally, for all those of us who were absolutely convinced a chunk of that falling satellite was going to hit something like, let's say, our windshields. Well, as it turned out, our windshields were spared as that Upper Atmosphere Research satellite re-entered Earth's atmosphere late Friday night into Saturday morning. Here's Nick Johnson of NASA's Orbital Debris Program. Where did it come down, Nick?
The re-entry did, in fact, occur before it reached the North American coast, which, again, would lead that most of this debris fell into the Pacific.
So, the chunks of that 6-ton satellite found a watery grave. Case closed, right? Not so fast. Bits of the satellite may have littered parts of Canada. There were Twitter reports of debris falling near a town south of Calgary in western Canada. So, here's what we need to do. We need to send an investigative team to that area to interview every man, woman, and moose to get some answers. I think he's keeping something under his antlers. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now, you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
Outgrow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Like a good old-fashioned stick-to-your-ribs breakfast without the calories. This is the Doug Steffens. Iodine.